it's me. Meet Dick McGillicuddy from Mushpocalypse. Mushpocalypse in the house! We're about to turn this dance floor into a gym! Come on, break your dick off! Yeah!
Sorry, what the hell is this for?
Well, Jeff of Audio Up Media. I'm Jared Goodstack, creator of Uncle Drank, Breaking the Fourth Wall here. And it's funny you should ask, because I was totally not prepared to answer this question, but I'll do it anyways. You see, we have so much incredible music that we've created for the deep and rich...
Okay, you can stop right there. I'm good.
But no, seriously, you got everyone sit down before the episode starts. So as Zach and I went down our Heart of Darkness boat ride through the jungle of creating Uncle Drank and the many twists and turns that happen along the way, we created probably what I would describe as too much good music, and that's what the world needs right now, much more good music and positive vibes. So this episode is a collection that unlocks some of the other performers that were at the imaginary Drank Fest. What do we call it? Drank Fest episode?
Drank Fest, yeah.
Drank Fest. Zach Selwyn right there, my co-creator. And this is also a sneak peek of the world of Mist Riffs. A lot of these bands have their own deep, rich metaverse worlds where you find out who Moshpocalypse are, the Noise Guys, the Karens, who have a song called Let Me Speak to the Manager. And this is our way of introducing some new characters to the world of Drank. I would dare say this is our Marvel universe of music. So we basically, what we're saying is we overindulged in our own comedy. Hopefully people will dig it. So enjoy this episode 9. This is like the bonus director's cut of Drank Fest of episode 8 was the finale. This is the real finale.
This is the real finale, but I think your Dolphin fans are not.
Yeah, I'll say this in Dolphin because I've been criticized in the past for leaving people out of the Dolphin speaking community. So here goes. And with that, enjoy episode 9, the bonus redux episode where we explore Drank Fest in a much deeper way. And if you like the music from this, we'll have that available for you on DSPs. And thanks for everybody who came along on this bizarre musical journey with Uncle Drank. Much more to come. Merch, live events, possibly a TV show in the future. Namaste, shalom, mahalo, and to the Dolphin speakers. Enjoy.
My name is Uncle Drank. Howdy do, folks. Uncle Drank here. And as promised, I'm going to guide you through the rest of Drank Fest. Drankcella, Drankapalooza, Beachstock 99, whatever the hell you want to call it. That night was a little fuzzy for me, but it was great. Take a listen here to the middle of the fifth set when I brought out my good friend and Kendo martial arts teacher, Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal. Yeah.
We want Drank. We want Drank. We want Drank.
All right. Please welcome a martial arts master and a pretty damn good guitar player as well, Steven Seagal.
Hey, it's me, Steven Seagal. I don't know if you've ever heard real guitar playing before by an Aikido master. And by the way, I asked for bear jerky in my rider, so if that's not there, I'm going to be pissed and literally slap someone in the face with my fast hands. Trust me, I just got back from Russia and did a bunch of karate demos there, kicked the shit out of some locals, and Putin and I went fishing in the Zhangjiang River. But I digress. Thanks, and to be humble about it, I'm just the cook. I want to play my custom 9-string Paul Reed Smith for you guys. I had this baby made to emulate Billy Squier's legendary guitar that he played on Rock Me Tonight. So buckle up. You're going to hear some Aikido guitar styling, so it's going to fuck you up real good. And now that you've seen the most incredible thing you've ever seen and heard in your life, I'm going to up the ante with a special exhibition of me doing kendo martial arts on stage for, well, how much time do I got? Approximately 60 minutes of kendo martial arts. So here we go. Yeah. 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 How much time we got? Oh, I got to kill another hour. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Stevie Seagal. Under Siege sucked, man.
that movie made for my hair.
You talking about that squirrel on top of your head?
Also, I could fucking kill you with one finger, so shut it. You're on Putin's shit list. I just texted him.
All right! One more time for Steven Seagal. You know, speaking of kendo, we have a real-life Ken doll here. He's in a pop band called H2O, and this is his song about being born without a... without a penis.
Hey, Ken, do you want to play?
Not today, Bobby.
Oh, come on, don't be sad.
I think I'm depressed. My name is Ken. My lifestyle fun.
That's no fun.
Everyone has a penis,
but I don't have one.
My name is Ken. Check out my bum.
Check out my bum.
Without a penis, all that I can do is try. Game of Thrones. I got no twigs or berries or a wooden bone. Seriously, I'm depressed. If anybody happens to find my penis, please tell me. Like, who the fuck does this to someone? Have you guys seen the guy on Game of Thrones? That's like me.
Give it up for that guy. Wow, no penis, huh? I tell you what, my life would have gone a lot better if I didn't have no penis. Wouldn't have had no kids, wouldn't have to pee all the time, and I wouldn't have had no kids.
Hey, Uncle Drank, you got any women performing tonight? Come on, what is this shit?
Oh, yes, of course we do. Please welcome the Karens and their song, Let Me Speak to the Manager.
Excuse me, but I'd like... excuse me, not you, the real manager. I'm gonna need to talk to your boss. I am 2 seconds away from calling ICE. Excuse me, but I'd like to speak to the real manager, not the fake manager. Let me speak to the manager. Let me speak to the manager. Let me speak to the manager. Okay?
Okay.
Also, is that your phone? Give it to me. Let me look at that. I think that's my phone. I left it in the cab. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm not gonna take this. You're filming me. I'm filming you. No, you give me your phone. Give me your phone. Excuse me. Now get the fuck out of my parking spot. Bless your heart.
Get the fuck out of my parking spot.
I can't remember the next few acts, but I do remember this sensitive faux hippie band called Brightest Sky Morning Sweater. They had some whiny song called Avocado Toast.
Well, I stumbled down the cathedral stairs, laughing at her elephant seal. And Maria said she's holding out to shampoo her legs on the Ferris wheel. She likes old movies like White Chicks and Saw 3. And for my last birthday, Jennifer Aniston got me a pair of Crocs. But she's not picking up her phone tonight, I guess I'll call Courtney. I don't even know.
Then I played my final song that day, a Christmas song about drunk mall Santas everywhere. I still think it could become a regular holiday staple. It's called Santa's Hammer. Check it out. Move over, Mariah. Santa's Hammer is being on a tree. Santa's hammered, just like you and me. Peeked in my stocking, and he won't stop talking. And he's passed out on the couch, and it's only three. Santa's hammered, he got an SUI. Sledding under the influence, up in the sky. Well, he raided my liquor cabinet. Lord, and I ain't having it. When he ain't drinking, he's a jolly old guy. Well, Santa's hammered, and I'm about to do the same. Santa's hammered, 151's to blame. I know we all got flaws. He drunk dialed Mrs. Claus. And come tomorrow, he's gonna be in pain. Out on the lawn. Santa's hammered, that's gonna hurt come dawn. He drank 100 proof and fell off my roof. Santa's hammered, another Christmas gone. Well, Santa's hammered, he tried to cop a field. Santa's hammered, he told me not to squeal. Chris Kringle, he ate up all my Pringles. He told all the kids that the Easter Bunny ain't real. Santa's hammered, he's letting it all hang loose. Santa's hammered, I call him f***ing my Christmas goose. He drank up all my beer, man, he freed the reindeer. He blew up the bathroom, taking the Christmas dues. Everybody! Santa's hammered, he's peeing on the tree. Santa's hammered, just like you and me. But it's Christmas, let's get down to business. Let's jingle these f***ing jingle bells all the way. Come on! Let's jingle these f***ing jingle bells all the way. Let's jingle these f***ing jingle bells all the way. On Prancer, on Dahmer, and Jeffrey, no. See, who's that one at the front? All the reindeers, whatever. Merry Christmas, y'all.
It's July, man.
I don't use a Roman calendar anymore. I keep track of the dates by the tide. Right now, it's Halibut 3rd.
Well, pardon me, Uncle Drank, eh? Oh, so sorry for interrupting. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. My name's Stroms, Arthur Stromdowski. They call me Stroms. I'm just part of a Canadian duo from Halifax. We're called the Noise Guys. I'm Stroms. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt? I'm so sorry.
And I'm Gord. So sorry. We're hoping we could play our song, Pardon Me, I'm Sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, by the way, is that a Swiss Chalet coupon behind your rear? Oh, sorry. I like a little potty humor every now and then.
Well, sure. It'll give me time to hit the can.
Let's kick it, Strums.
This is our song, Pardon Me, I'm Sorry. Oh, so sorry about that.
Oh, hey, man. How you doing there, Budzo?
Hey there, Strums.
Hey, what's the best thing about being a Canadian, eh?
I don't know. Wayne Gretzky?
No.
Tukes?
No, not it. No, not quite.
Oh, Kraft Dinner.
Not Kraft Dinner either, no. Let me tell you something.
I was strolling at the mall, accidentally made a mannequin fall. Everything's so fresh and free. What letter comes after O? I just made you say P.
Hee-hee. Oh, you got me.
I didn't mean to puke in your brand new tube.
Strums, that's gross.
Come on and laugh with me. Remember the time I made you say pee.
Pardon me, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I ignored you at the mall.
At the mall.
So sorry. Pardon me, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Didn't mean to offend you after all.
Not at all.
Break it down.
Higgity pasta.
There were some other bands there, too. Some hair metal band called Sticky Buns. They had a song called Ding Dong, That's My Dick. Some Brentwood rich housewife named Ashley Taylor Adams. She had a song called Glamping.
Last summer, we totally went to Zion and then, like, drove out to Bryce Canyon and stayed in these cute little yurts.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, the best glamping trip ever.
So cool.
It was amazing. It was, like, the best.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it.
Totally.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We were craving the outdoors, but I need Wi-Fi, so we took Archer and Ever up I-5. We were looking for nature, but please, no bugs. I told my husband, don't bring your smoking drugs. The TP was like totally fire, posted on IG, hashtag inspire, showing my kids the great outdoors. You know, I brought rosé, my husband brought Coors. I heard getting back to nature was trending. We could sleep in the wild, but I'd rather be spending $2,000 on these yurts. They're so clean, supermarket on site, and they sell
Goop sunscreen.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah.
They sell
Goop sunscreen.
Let's go. SPF 1000. Uh-huh. We're going glamping. Two nights. We're going glamping. Maybe one night. We're going glamping. That's right. We're going glamping. I need my ring light. Is there, like, a more private restroom around here?
No, ma'am.
No?
You can use the woods if you like.
Ew. Are these graham crackers, like, off-brand?
They're Kirkland.
And some hippie jam band called the Hummus Sapiens, who had a song about grilled cheese.
Hey, man, would you like a grilled cheese? Sour cream, chip of cheeks. Meet me in the parking lot, please. Hacky sacks and flying trapeze. Took a sip of the secret potion. Cheetos mixed with suntan lotion. Set sail on a purple sandal. Lick a sanded candle. Orion's veil was pulled too tightly. So mighty. Hey man, would you like a grilled cheese? Sour cream and chipmunk cheeks. Meet me for a day at the beach. Delicious rhinoceros, ectoplasmic peach. I ate a dirty harmonica. If I played the guitar, I would use a Yamaha.
Then some redneck rocker claimed that he was straight out of the trailer. His name was Hick James, and he sang a song about truck nuts.
This one's for America, y'all. If you don't love this country, get the fuck out. This goes out to the weekend warriors. From Detroit to Kansas, down to Peoria. From the Panhandle to Corpus Christi. Truck nuts swinging from a Ford 350s. Hick James. on the back of my car. Got Yosemite Sam tatted on my arm. I only eat chili, that's 5 Alarm. Drank 36 beers last night at the lake. Stuck my dick in a chicken fried steak. I'm an American, bacon please. Fuck Brie, I only eat American cheese. Watch porn all day, it ain't even a mystery. Red tube all night and I don't clear my history. I tell every girl to show me their tits. My favorite record is Motley Crue's Greatest Hits. I smoke Marlboro Reds and drink Red Bull. Ideas to fix the country, I got a head full. This goes out to the weekend warriors. From Detroit to Kansas, down to Peoria. From the Panhandle to Corpus Christi. Truck nuts swinging from a Ford 350. Top of Pop-Tarts, riding my rascal all around Walmart. Got 6 jet skis and some hogs. I skip cereal, get me a corn dog. I like Ozark strippers, the way that ass bounces. Get me White Claw, I'm talking 44 ounces. I'm only 39 but got 2 grandkids. Sometimes I like to fondle my man tits. If I see a hot girl, I get behind it, see. Spray my bird shot like I'm Duck Dynasty. Finally wanna say God bless the flag. God bless my guns and ammo mag. Countries have been sitting, that guy in office, not my president. This goes out to the weekend warriors.
Anyway, the whole night took a dive when this band called Moshpocalypse played. They were a roided out new metal band like those Limp Bizkit fellas. Here's their song called Creatine Rage, about turning the mosh pit into a gym.
Okay, everybody rip open some creatine packets. Drop, give me 20 push-ups. This month's getting crazy up in this motherfucker. Turn this fucking nightclub into a gym!
That's right, you're sweating, cause it's getting hot. I ain't no pansy, I don't need no spot. I do a lot of reps, then do more reps. I got biceps, triceps, forceps. I'm so buff and tough.
Yeah, well, that's what caused the Merry Dranksters to burn down the porta potties.
Evacuate the area, please. Everybody, evacuate. Oh, God. That smells.
Then the police came, and all my ex-wives showed up looking for money. Luckily, I made like a banana and split my pants.
Calling all units, this is Officer Rick Humpsky here at the Drank Fest event. Apparently, some filthy beach country singer named Uncle Drank incited a massive riot down here. There are exploding toilets. People are breaking things. I caught a man copulating with a dead dolphin. Just be on the lookout for an elderly male, ponytail, carrying a blender in his hand. Yeah, repeat that, carrying a blender in his hand. Possibly aged 85 to 95. Definitely considered drunk and dangerous.
I'm 56, asshole.
Wow, tough life, hey guy?
So that's where we are today. I'm supposed to record a new album, rejoin the Pearly Tailgates for our 20-year reunion, and maybe see my kids, but I can't seem to escape trouble. Now I just want to grab a Schlitz pack and sail away. Hey, Schlitz pack, that's a song right there. Oh, there's also news that I may be a granddaddy soon. Yep, apparently old Bendy got busy with some Key West erotic massage parlor gal named Sandal.
You want me to penetrate you with a mud shark, Bendy?
All right, I knew one of my kids would turn out okay. Anyways, that's going to do it for me. I'll be seeing you next season on The Ballad of Uncle Drank, y'all. Yee-hoo! Oh, I forgot. I just wrote a Space Force jingle. Play it.
Space Force, Space Force. Like Star Wars, but not like Star Wars. Space Force, Space Force. But one thing I'll tell you is that it's not like Star Wars. Yee-haw!
Where's my money?
The Ballad of Uncle Drank.
Ballad of Uncle Drank was created and executive produced by Jared Goodstadt. Original music and soundtrack written and produced by Jared Goodstadt, Jesse Siebenberg, Zach Selwyn, Brian Kelly, Bill Mark, Jeff Peters,
Uncle Cracker,
Scarlett Burke, Snow, and the Audio Chateau. The series stars Will Sasso, Brian Kelly, Luke Wilson, Kinky Friedman, Chelsea Lynn, Scarlett Burke, and Billy Zane. Additional acting roles by the Audio Up Players. Written and directed by Zach Selwyn, with additional writing by Jared Goodstadt and Chris Case. Co-executive produced by Zach Selwyn, Sam Winter, and Jesse Siebenberg. Editing and sound design by Jesse Siebenberg. Produced by Jordana Glick-Fransheim, Richard Riegel, and Nate Glassman-Hughes. Additional legal affairs by PJ Bloom and Kate London. Uncle Drank is a production of Audio Up, brought to you by SiriusXM. Listen to the Ballad of Uncle Drank soundtrack on Pandora, SiriusXM, or wherever you get your music.